listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to tell you the story about three smart donkeys. And I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3, where we read this. Now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost, and Kish said to his son Saul, "Please take one of the servants with you and arise and go look for the donkeys." The people of Israel demanded a king. The prophet Samuel knew their demand was not good, yet God told him to make the arrangements. Reluctantly, the prophet did so and prepared himself to find the first king of Israel. God made it easy for Samuel by bringing the man who would be king to the prophet. God did this through a series of strange circumstances. It all began when the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. Israel's first king was led to the throne by three lost donkeys. This reminds us that we have no idea how God will use the seemingly normal and sometimes annoying circumstances of life. God can hide great things and life-changing events in the small problems of everyday life. There are two mistakes people make regarding God's guidance through circumstances. One mistake is to think that every event of life is heavy with meaning from God. This is wrong, because though nothing happens by accident, not everything happens for a great purpose. The second mistake is to ignore the moving of God in our life through circumstances. God wanted to use this situation to guide Saul, and God will often use circumstances in our lives the same way. We need to trust in God's goodness and His ability to make all things work together for good, as Romans 8:28 says. 1 Samuel chapter 9 tells us that Saul and his companions could not find the lost donkeys. They were frustrated enough to seek guidance from a man of God and therefore came to the prophet Samuel. The frustration of those three lost donkeys fulfilled God's purpose perfectly. Those lost donkeys could have gone anywhere, but they went exactly where God wanted them to go. They submitted themselves to what God wanted. You know, we often speak of dumb animals, but the three lost donkeys of 1 Samuel chapter 9 were smart enough to submit to God. We should follow their good example, and we can do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.